It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on this day in 1901 that our great state of New York became the very first state to require license plates on cars.
On cars, yeah.
At first it used the owner's initials instead of numbers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And there was also
There
was another catch. New York State did not issue the plates. Owners were expected to create them on their own. So it was like a DIY license plate
crap project
situation. Yeah.
You head to Home Depot, get some letters and
so
numbers.
So this meant there was obviously no standardization.
Right.
And early plates varied widely in materials, style, and color. Motorists commonly used metal, wood, or leather, and some even painted letters directly onto their vehicle.
Leather, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are for the... real fancy people.
Oh, right.
So the U.S. wasn't the first country to require license plates. France was actually the first country to introduce them in 1893, followed by Germany in 1896. But here in the U.S., as the number of cars and drivers increased, the painted-on initial system began to fail. Do you know, can you guess at what the reason might be?
Too many people have the same initials.
Yes. See? There are way too many. Like, I don't know how they didn't think of that issue when they decided to do this.
I mean, in this building, you know, Maggie Strickland and I have the same initials.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Boom.
Right there. So they decided to create the modern license plate because of that. Yeah.
Good idea.
On May 15th, 1903, the state legislature passed a new law requiring the New York Secretary of State to assign each registered owner a number that would be displayed on the back of the vehicle.
Hmm.
That same year, Massachusetts became the first state to issue plates. These cobalt blue plates were made of iron and covered in porcelain enamel.
Oh, my gosh.
The very first plate featured just the number one, and it was issued to a guy named Frederick Tudor, who worked for the Highway Commission, and it remains an active registration by a member of his family.
Really?
So,
in the
Tudor
family?
Yes. The number one
the
on a license
number
plate.
Number one. Okay.
Yes. In 1928, Idaho was the first state to put a logo on the plate, which was a
potato. Was it really?
It sure was.
So predictable, I know.
As of 2023, the four oldest plate designs in use, each with slight to moderate cosmetic changes since inception, are Delaware, which has been in production since 1959, Colorado, since 1960, the District of Columbia since 1975, and Minnesota since 1978.
Yeah, I like the consistency, I'll be honest.
Me too. I agree. Pennsylvania became the first state to issue customized license plates in 1931, beginning what would grow into a popular trend. At the time, however, drivers could only add their initials to the plate.
Oh.
So back to the initials thing.
Yeah, they like the initials, don't they? Put those on your car.
Generally, vanity plates may not contain profane or obscene messages, although standards as to what constitutes an unacceptable message vary widely among issuing jurisdictions. Namely, the state of Maine has no censorship of vanity plates at all, provided they do not promote hate or violence.
That's it.
So there is a stipulation.
But you can put bad words on there.
I guess so.
Maine.
In California, motorists may order symbols, a heart, hand, plus sign, or star, on one type of specialty plate. So you can add a little, like, emoji to your plate, I guess? I don't know.
Okay.
A tenth of all U.S. vanity plates are in Virginia.
Oh, really? A tenth
of them? I don't
know
why... Virginia,
full of vain people, Sarah.
So they have 1.6 million vanity plate registrations,
Virginia,
giving it the highest concentration of vanity plates issued by a state.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Around the 1950s, license plate size and materials began to be standardized to what we see today. After 1956, all American as well as Canadian plates measure exactly 6 by 12 inches. In 1954, the vehicle identification number was also introduced as a reliable method of tying registration documents to a particular car.
Gotcha.
And as of 2014, the federal government and 40 states use prison labor to still produce their license plates. So all but 10 states
use prison labor.
Use prison labor, yeah.
Yeah.
An extremely rare license plate with the letters MM on it is currently up for sale in the state of California for $24.3 million.
Wow. MM?
Yeah. But you aren't just buying the plate, of course. You're also buying its matching one-of-a-kind NFT. So
non-fungible token.
That's
which
right.
I don't even understand that.
Me neither. But you can get the license plate and the NFT for just the low price of $24.3 million.
Wow.
Now, there are over 35 million registered vehicles in the state of California, but there are only 35 of these license plates with just two letters. So it is very rare.
Is that because they won't? Because it's only 26 letters in the alphabet.
Yep.
I got it.
Yep. And if, if someone does buy that, someone does decide to spend $24 million on a license plate,
yeah,
they could use it on their own car.
So it's a real license plate.
It is, yeah. Currently, the most expensive license plate in the world is an Abu Dhabi license plate.
I've seen this, yeah.
With a number one, which sold for $14.3 million
there you go.
In 2009.
There you go.
Seems like an awful lot on a license plate.
I bet that's not on a Toyota.
No, I doubt it.
Nothing against Toyotas.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with license plates, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Driving My Life Away by Eddie Rabbit.
Great one. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits of the history of the world. Eddie Rabbit's his name, and Driving My Life Away. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about license plates.
Sure were.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Originally, drivers had to make their own license plates.
Delaware, Colorado, and the District of Columbia, and Minnesota, have the oldest plate designs in use.
And Virginia has more vanity plates than any other states.
There you go.
Virginia is for lovers and vanity plates.
Vanity plates, it turns out. So right now, New York State has what? Like, we have two. So we have the goldenrod colored license plates,
which got messed up a couple years ago.
They were all peeling. Yeah, I had to take mine into the DMV and get it replaced.
Yeah, so did I. Because mine, the whole flap, the paint was like a whole one big flap.
Yeah, mine was almost all peeled off.
Yep.
You don't see many. It seems like everybody seems to have got those fixed. It's rarely you see one.
You don't really see that.
That's
much
peeled
anymore.
Off. Yeah. And then I switched mine to white ones because I like the white ones better.
Yeah.
So I have those on my cars.
I didn't, because I didn't get to pay extra for that.
Well, Sarah, I just had money flowing out of my pockets. I said, here, DMV, take this. Give me a white license plate. It's not going to peel. But there's just those two. But does New York offer? We do the nonprofit plates now, do we?
I don't know.
I think we do. I think there are some New York plates you can get that when you buy them, a certain amount goes to a certain charity or something. I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm not positive.
Cool.
Anyway, folks want to learn more about license plates. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
On Facebook, you can watch us live every day at 4:10, and then we archive the footage up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire library right there. Plus, you'll be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great license plate conversation.
Thank you.
And for the record, you did remember what we were going to talk about. We talked about it during the break on the wiki on the Facebook feed.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it on Monday.
Okay.
On the air.
I'll make myself a note because we will surely forget.
All right. It was good though.
Okay.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Traffic, weather, those things are next on Legends 102.7.